kind of struggle to find access to healthcare providers and people that had the expertise on Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. There were many people that they didn't know about that particular diagnosis. And so it was quite a journey to find about ETAS, also to find about the Kansas City Regional Center, where they will have a service provider there, or actually it's more like a coordinator, a service coordinator. And it was, that helped some to some degree, but still there was quite a struggle for quite some time. So we just navigated the best we could. And through Matthew, because with his special needs, my career was in business administration, and I never knew that I would end up in social services, and I did it through him. So an agency very well known in Kansas City called Matty Rose Center had a program, had a huge grant that they received from the ADD, the Administration of Developmental Disabilities from Washington, D.C. It was a 5 years grant, and it was trying to bring, again, minorities, to serve minorities. And on that time, it was Latinos. And it happened that I somehow was just reading about it, and then I went to meet someone that knew another friend of mine like that, and then she was just so excited that I came to that agency, and that I have a boy with disabilities, and I was the dad. So they were always looking for a dad, a Latino dad that could be more engaged and invite other parents to be part of the parent support group. And so I applied for the job and I got it. I was then, because being a nonprofit, you were not making as much as you used to. But I said, you know, I think it would be really good for me to learn about Matthew, you know, just having access to many, many services that maybe I'm gonna find out by working in this environment, which it happens. It was really great. I mean, we were able to get wheelchairs, speech therapists. We have a nurse coming to my home as well, almost like we were having in Utah. So, and it was really good for me, again, because I, through Matty Rose, my job in Matty Rose was to advocate for the parents on school settings. So there's something called IEP, which is the Individual Education Program, mm-hmm. And where many Latino parents didn't know some of their rights that they would have at school, whether elementary or middle school or high school. And so my job was to do a little research and to get to know some of the rights so that I could advocate for them, so that the kids could receive the proper education, which is called accommodation. And so it was really a beautiful process. Then on that grant, we developed a parent support group. We also have a case manager that was exclusive designated to serve the families.